主后2010年4月18日，太平殿马阿国纪念教会信徒十九会，讲道者永尼教师，讲道的题目犹太陀拉教育第二堂第一讲。
Well, perhaps we'll just do without the slides. That's okay.
好啊，他本来是要给各位看以色列旷野的一张投影片啊，但现在。
You can enjoy your imagination.
现在呢没图片，所以各位只好善用你的想象力。
After all, that's what God gave to us, yeah?
然后他刚才说，毕竟想象力也是上帝给我们的。所以以色列的旷野真的很特别，我去那边住了一个礼拜。在那边呢，那边会特别安静，所以上帝的声音听得很清楚。跟沙漠不一样，沙漠是沙，他说沙漠不能住人，但是旷野可以。旷野比较多是石块、石头。那如果没有投影片，各位想要看的话，就好好的存钱到以色列去走一趟吧。
I don't get to know the joke.
And I said, well, without the slide, maybe the best way is you save money now and go to Israel and see it for yourself.
Absolutely. I think that is great wisdom.
他说，绝对是这样，存钱去跑一趟以色列，这是极大的智慧。
After all, that's where we're going right now.
毕竟我们现在就是要到那儿去了。
Just as a quick slide, if you can see this picture.
好，不晓得各位这样看不看得见，
yeah.
可以吗？
If you can see, it's the wilderness.
好，现在各位看见的这个图片呢，就是旷野。
Are you ready to go to the wilderness?
预备好要进旷野了吗？
Are you ready to enjoy that? It's so beautiful.
然后享受看旷野，真的很美哦。
Actually, that's where we live.
事实上呢，我们现在就是住在旷野。
Now, don't be deceived.
但是呢，不要被骗了。
That's not what Israel looks like.
以色列不是都是这样的。
Only half of Israel looks like that.
以色列大概只有一半是这个样子的。
The other parts of Israel are lush and green and beautiful, trees and so forth.
以色列另外一半呢是绿意盎然，而且到处有花木的。
But Israel does have some very famous wildernesses.
但是呢，在以色列有许多有名的旷野。
And that's what I'd like to explore the first session this afternoon.
因此今天下午我们要探讨的就是旷野这个主题。
People often, you know, people often talk about having wilderness experiences.
人们，你常常听到人们说，哎呀，我现在正处在旷野，有一个旷野的经历。
Well, because half of Israel is wilderness.
因为以色列有一半都是旷野。
The wilderness is very much part of our culture and our method of learning.
所以旷野就成了我们文化很大的一个部分，而且也是我们学习的方式。
And so whether you go to the physical wilderness where the actual learning takes place,
因此不管你是不是进入一个真正的旷野，然后在那边有所学习。
Well, that helps us to understand what we mean by having a wilderness experience in life.
那你如果人深入其境，处在旷野当中，那也会帮助你明白说人生的旷野是怎样一个处境。
Wilderness is not desert.
旷野跟沙漠不一样。
Desert does not sustain any life.
在沙漠中没有生物可以生存下来。
But a wilderness, actually, the land is very fertile.
但是在旷野呢，事实上它土地是相当肥沃的。
And it just needs some water.
只需要一些水。
So in the springtime, after the winter rains,
因此在冬雨之后，就是春天来了。
You can go and you will see a transformed landscape. It's incredible.
如果你到旷野呢，你就会看到一个完全被转化的一个景象，是很奇妙的。
There is a carpet of beautiful green grass all over the land. It's amazing.
就好像绿荫的地毯铺在整个旷野上面，非常奇妙。
And there are seasonal streams of water.
然后在那个季节里面也会有潺潺的流水。
And then as the sun, well, gets hotter and hotter and the year goes on, the life goes away and it turns somewhat, well, dry.
然后季节再往前进，太阳越来越大，那开始就生命就开始一些枯萎。
But if you know how to, you can still live in the wilderness.
但是呢，你还是可以生存在旷野中。
And I would like to, continue this afternoon of where we left off yesterday.
所以呢，今天下午我们就接续昨天再继续看下去。
Yesterday, I think an apple is a little different. Yesterday, we finished talking about, the name of God.
昨天最后我们谈到的是神的名。
And that where God says to us, where I cause my name to dwell,
所以神说我叫我的名居住在。
There you will see my glory, my face.
我的名所居住的地方，你就能够看见我的脸跟我的荣耀。
And there I will bless you.
那我也要在那里赐福给你。
We explored that yesterday.
昨天我们已经看过这个段落了。
Well, now I want to go to the passage where God reveals His name to us through Moses.
那现在呢，我们要来看一段经文，是神把他的名向摩西显明的经文。
And that is in Exodus chapter 3.
这个记载在出埃及记第三章。
However, before you turn there, go turn to Exodus chapter 13.
但是在看第三章之前，我们先翻到十三章。先看出埃及记十三章。
Okay, so let's continue.
好，让我们继续。
So at the end of Exodus chapter 13,
The end of chapter 13?
Exodus chapter 13, at the end of the chapter.
好，在第十三章的后半。
And verse, let me get it here real quick. Read verse 21-22.
好，我们来看二十一节跟二十二节。有圣经的翻到我们可以同声来读，没有圣经的就请听我们念，请。日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前。
So, I'm sorry, I can't do two things at the same time.
对不起，一下子不能同时做两件事。
I haven't learned that in Bible college, I'm sorry.
在圣经学院没有学习怎么样可以同时做两件事。
Okay. Here we have, in the context here, God has finished destroying the gods of Egypt by the 10 plagues.
这一段的这个背景呢，是神借着十灾毁了埃及的这些神祗。
And now he wants to lead his people out of Egypt, out of the land of bondage.
现在他要带领他的百姓出埃及，离开捆锁之地。
And into the wilderness in order to bring them to the promised land.
要走过旷野，为了是要带领他们进入迦南地，到应许之地。
So the goal, of course, is to enter the land of promise, that is flowing with milk and honey.
因此呢，目的地就是要进入迦南流奶与蜜之地。
Milk represents nourishment and honey represents sweetness.
那牛奶呢代表的就是滋润滋养蜜呢代表的是甘甜。
And so the promised land is a life where your daily existence is both nourishing and sweet.
因此应许之地的生命光景就是每一天你的生命都是滋润的而且都是甘甜的。
It's not like taking a vacation where you find yourself in the Bahamas and it's very sweet for a time.
It's
not life.
Okay. 这呢跟你像度假到巴哈马去然后你就觉得哇每天真的很逍遥甘甜自在。
Sure, of course, it's very nice. I'd love to experience that. But then when the vacation is over, you go back.
当然了去巴哈马度假很开心可是呢假期一结束你还是要回去。
And when you're going back, well, you go back to life as it was, and maybe that's not so fun.
然后你又回去度假前的那个生活作息、生活方式，那或许就不再那么好玩了。
Nor is the Bahamas necessarily nourishing with eternal nourishment.
那巴哈马的这个滋润呢，也不见得是这种永恒的滋润。
so the life of both nourishing, the promised land is a life that is both nourishing and sweet in your normal daily living.
因此应许之地的生命光景就是你每一天都能够享受那种滋润又甘甜的生命。
It's the experience where you know yourself nourished by the simple things in life.
这个经历，这种生命光景是怎样呢？就是生活中一些单纯的事情都能够让你觉得你的灵魂受到滋润。
What prevents us from enjoying that kind of sweetness is, of course, the training of Egypt.
那拦住我们能够享受这种甘甜生命的呢，就是埃及的一些训练。
Here in our passage that we just read in Exodus chapter 13, God is going to lead us out of Egypt, so to bring us to the promised land.
所以在出埃及记第十三章里面，我们刚读到，神要把他的百姓从埃及带出来，然后进入应许之地。
How does he lead us?
他怎么带领我们呢？
Well, through this famous pillar of fire and cloud.
通过这个相当有名的云柱跟火柱。
Cloud by day, fire by night.
白天有云柱，晚上有火柱。
However, you remember from yesterday's study.
如果各位记得昨天的研习。
That in the Torah, day and night are more than just 24-hour periods.
我说过，在妥拉里面呢，这个一日或白日不见得指24天。
Day, according to the creation, is when you are perceiving the light of God.
按照创世纪的一日来讲，就是当你能够看见神的光的时候，那就是白昼，那就是日。
Thank God we have a picture once again.
感谢主，这个图片又出来了。
Can you perceive?
看得见吗？
Nighttime is when you do not see the light of Yeshua and you are blind from seeing your brother.
所以夜间或黑暗代表的就是你没有办法看到耶稣的光，你也没有办法看见你身边的弟兄。
And so you are to be led into the wilderness by a pillar of fire and cloud.
因此通过云柱火柱要带领你进入旷野。
The pillar in the daytime appears to be a cloud.
那白天呢，这个柱子是以云的方式呈现。
And at the nighttime it appears to be a fire.
夜间呢，就像火一般。
So depending on the day or the night, you perceive it different. It looks differently to you.
因此呢，看是白天还是晚上，这个柱子呈现的你所看见的形状就不一样。
However, it is the same pillar and the same glory of God.
但是这个柱子是同一根柱子，也是神同样的这个荣耀。
And you must follow it if you would hope to leave your bondage.
那如果你期望能够脱离捆锁之地，能够脱离生命中的捆锁，那么你就要跟随这个云柱火柱。
So here is the problem.
好，问题来了。
What are we talking about? What is this?
我们现在在讲的这个到底是什么呀？
It doesn't quite make sense.
好像看不太懂。
See, we're talking about a pillar of cloud.
好，我们这里讲云柱。
But what is a pillar?
但是柱子是什么呢？
A pillar is something that sustains a building, a palace.
柱子呢，是撑住一个建筑物的东西。
In other words, a pillar is strong, it's dependable, it's firm.
所以柱子呢必须要是强壮的，刚强的，而且是稳固的。
It's immovable.
而且不可摇动的。
But the glory of God is a pillar of cloud.
所以神的荣耀就像云柱。
What is cloud?
云是什么呢？
It's it has nothing to do with a pillar.
云跟柱子好像不相干。
It's not dependable, it's not sustainable, it's not strong and immovable.
云呢不像柱子一样云是飘来飘去的，它也不强壮，它也没有办法坚固在那里。
You can't control a cloud even.
甚至你也无法掌控云朵。
So to make it into a perfect pillar.
所以要把它变成一根完美的柱子。
So a pillar is used to sustain a house, and we're talking now about building the house of God.
柱子是用来撑住房子的，而我们在这里提到的是要建造神的屋子，神的家。
But in the kingdom of God, his palace is to be sustained by a pillar of cloud, not of stone.
然而在神的家里面，它这个柱子呢是由云组成的，而不是石头。
In other words,
换句话说，
it is a paradox.
这里呢有互相矛盾的地方，似是而非的真理在其中。
That which an architect would give his life to say that the pillar of your palace must be built of sustainable stone.
那这个建筑师们可能用生命打赌说，哇，你如果要建皇宫，你的柱子一定要用石头来做。
He spent a lot of money going to the best university to learn that.
他们花了很多钱上最好的大学学习这些功课。
And he has become very wise, so we pay him a lot of money.
啊，那他们变得很有智慧，所以我们付他们很多钱来盖房子。
But God's kingdom is to make foolishness the wisdom of man.
但在神的国度里面呢，神的智慧在人的智慧在神的眼中看为愚蠢。
And if you would hope to leave the system of this world, which is presented by Egypt.
那如果你想要离开这个世界的系统跟体制，那以埃及做代表，这个世界以埃及做代表。
Then you must follow the paradox of God.
那么你就要跟着神的这一个矛盾的这样子的一个组合来行。
And to be sure, when you follow the pillar of cloud,
而且要确定，当你跟随云柱的时候
，you can rest and assure that people will call you a fool.
你也可以确定人们一定会觉得你很愚昧。
Not just a fool, but crazy.
啊，他们不光认为你愚昧，而且是疯了。
I'm glad you laughed, so that's good.
我很高兴你听到这样的话还笑得出来，这很好。
You know what I'm talking about.
或许你知道我的意思是什么。
Let's put this in perspective.
好，现在我们来看看这个观点。
When the children of Israel are going to follow God out of Egypt,
当以色列的百姓要跟随神出埃及的时候
，First of all, they're leaving the best real estate of Egypt. They lived in Goshen.
首先呢，他们离开埃及全地最好的这个房地产啊，歌山地。
So where here in Tainan or even Taiwan is the best place to live?
好，所以我们看台南最好的这个地在哪里啊
？You live there. You live there. Okay.
房地产，湖美区嘛。
So it's the best place. Everybody wants to live there.
好，所以湖美区是台南市最好的地段，大家都想要住在那里。
Now the paradox exists also in Egypt.
那这种矛盾在埃及也存在着。
Because Israel lived in the best real estate of Egypt.
因为以色列当时候住在全埃及地最好的地上。
Only Israel was enslaved.
但是以色列人却是奴隶
and lived as slaves in the best real estate.
他们虽然住在上好的地上面，但是他们却是奴隶的身份。
Some people might say that's not so bad. I eat well. Okay, I'm a slave. I live well.
啊，有些人说，哎，这也不错啊。我虽然是奴隶，但是我还有的吃，也有的住啊。
So they leave the best the society has to offer.
因此呢，他们就住在这个社会所能够供应他们所最好的地方。
But when do they leave?
但是他们什么时候离开呢
？They leave in springtime.
他们是春天的时候离开。
They leave when summer is just around the corner.
他们呢就在夏季快要到的时候离开。
And they leave a very beautiful grassy, water-filled land to that.
他们离开了那绿意盎然水草丰盛的地方然后要进入那个
where this summer is just going to get hotter and hotter drier and drier
而且这时候夏天来了日头越来越烈
and they've never been there before they don't know where they're going
而且他们也从来没有去过那里也不知道往哪里去
how am I going to feed my children
那我要怎么喂养我的儿女呢
what about education
那教育又怎么办呢
are there any schools in the wilderness
在旷野里面有学校吗
well it'sThe choice is yours.
啊，这是你的选择。
If you want to stay in bondage, by all means, remain in Egypt.
啊，如果你想要继续留在捆锁之地，请便，你可以留在埃及。
You'll have good food, you'll have good education.
有好吃的，有好的教育。
Maybe you'll be wearing a Gucci, carrying a Gucci bag.
啊，或许你的手提袋还是 Gucci 的。
But you cannot worship God or hear His voice.In Egypt.
但是在埃及你听不见神的声音你也无法敬拜他
And your children will actually be drowning. You will watch your children drown in the rivers of the system.
而且你也会亲眼看见你的儿女在这个埃及的系统的水流当中溺毙
That's the cost.
这个就是你必须要付上的代价。
Inside yourself.
因此，你自己要做一个决定。
If you're okay about your children having the best education, but actually drown in it, that's okay. You can choose that.
如果你认为哇，你的孩子可以受最好的教育，但是最后呢，他们会在这样的潮流当中溺毙了，那你觉得可以的话，那么你就留在埃及吧。
Or you can listen to the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
或者你也可以聆听保罗在哥林多前书第十章的话语。
That all these things happen to Israel as examples for us today.
这些事情发生在以色列人的身上，要成为我们今日的榜样。
You can follow the glory of God into freedom.
你可以跟随神的荣耀进入自由。
But to do so, you must first step into the wilderness.
但是要这样做，首先你要进入旷野。
And if you think you know where you're going, then you know for sure you're not in the wilderness.
如果你现在很清楚知道你要往哪里去，那我告诉你，你就绝对不是在旷野。
Why? Because you've never been there before.
为什么？因为旷野是你以前从未去过的地方。
Which means you must depend on God as your shepherd.
意思也就是说，在旷野中，你要全然的倚靠神。成为你的牧者。
So as that is the context, let's go now back in time, back to Exodus chapter 3.
好，现在我们有这些背景的资料，我们回往前推哦，回到出埃及记第三章。
Where God is the shepherd of Israel is now going to train the man who is to be the shepherd of Israel, Moses.
神是以色列的牧者，那他现在要训练摩西这个人来成为牧者。
So up until this point, Moses was, well, he was trained in the best Egypt had to offer.
在这之前呢，摩西是在埃及系统制度之下最好的教育受训出来的。
You know the story, he left Egypt and he entered the wilderness and he stayed there for 40 years.
各位知道他的故事，他离开了埃及，进入旷野，然后在那边住了40年。
40 is a very significant number.
四十是一个很重要的数字。
40 is the number for childbirth.
四十就是生孩子的数目。
The baby grows for 40 weeks in the womb.
那个胎儿呢，在子宫里面成长四十周。
And consistently in Torah, whenever you find the number 40, something is potentially going to be birthed.
所以在圣经里面，在妥拉里面，你凡看到四十这个数字的时候，就是代表有某些东西即将要生出来了。
So for 40 years, Moses is being trained to be a shepherd. He went from the height of society to being a shepherd.
因此，他从摩西呢，从埃及的上流社会，到了旷野四十年，接受训练，要成为牧者。
And now we begin in Exodus chapter 3.
现在我们从出埃及记第三章开始。
Please read the first three verses for now.
好，现在我们来读
four verses.
前四节，出埃及记第三章一到四节，请。摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。
Now, one of the reasons why this is hard to understand,
这段经文之所以难了解的其中一个原因
is because we're not studying this actually in the wilderness in Israel like, Christine has.
是因为呢，我们没有像曾牧师一样曾经到旷野亲自看见这个光景。
But we invite you, come study with us in Israel.
所以呢，我们邀请各位到以色列来跟我们一起研经。
And we'll study in the wilderness and you'll understand why we call it a place of words.
Words.
What? Place of words.
Okay. 好，那当你呢到那里的时候，你就会明白为什么这个地被称为话语之地。
The Hebrew word for wilderness
希伯来文的旷野
is midbar.
叫 midbar.
Midbar comes from the verb ledaber, to speak.
Midbar 这个字呢是从 ledaber 来的。那 ledaber 的意思就是说。
what you speak, but davar, which is word.
那你说什么呢 ？davar， 这个 davar 就是话。
So now you, please remember everything we studied yesterday about the word that was with God and that was God.
所以记得我们昨天说过了，这个话或我们翻译成道啊，道与神同在，道就是神。
The Torah becoming flesh.
所以妥拉现在成为肉身。
It is in the midbar that God brings us to in order to receive the living word.
所以是在旷野里面，神把我们带进来，好叫我们能够领受这个活的话。
Because in we must come here because previously in Egypt we are unable to hear.
我们必须要进入到这个地方，因为以前在埃及我们没有听的能力。
God is always speaking. He doesn't stop to speak.Stop speaking.
神总是在说话的，他并没有停止说话。
But when we live in the bondage of Egypt, we are unable to hear him.
但是当我们活在埃及的捆锁当中的时候，我们是没有能力听见他的。
So therefore, when he sets us free, he brings us into the broad, open spaces of the wilderness.
因此，当他要使我们得自由，他就把我们带到辽阔的旷野。
So that now we can finally hear him.
好，在这个地方我们终于可以听见他了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why is it that here we can hear him versus in the Egypt we could not?
为什么在这个地方我们可以听见他，但是在埃及没有办法呢？
Well, in Egypt you have all the religion. They have a very sophisticated religion.
在埃及有很多很繁复的这些宗教。
But still you cannot hear God's voice.
但是你还是没有办法听见神的声音。
You might learn how to worship, but you cannot hear his voice.
你会或许从这些宗教当中学习怎么敬拜，但是你无法听见神的声音。
And therefore it is not true worship from God.
因此那就不算对神真实的敬拜了。
Here in this place, as you can see, there is nothing there in the wilderness.
然而在这个地方，如同各位可以看见的，在旷野空无一物。
Which means there is nothing there to distract us from hearing the voice of God.
意思也就是说，在旷野没有任何事物可以使你分心，不能听见神的声音。
In fact, when you go into this broad, open land,
事实上当你进入到这个开阔的土地的时候
When you go up to a hilltop
然后走上一个山岭
Like any of the hilltops you see on the picture
就像你这个图画上图片上面所看到的这个山岭上
In fact I remember I was sitting on one hilltop and Christine was sitting on another hilltop
事实上我记得呢我坐在一个小山丘的顶端，然后曾牧师坐在另外一个山丘的顶端。
I spoke in a normal voice, and I responded to me in a normal voice.
我们不需要用喊的，他用一般的声音讲话就可以了。然后那个声音就会传到另外这个山头，然后我也用一般的声音讲话，又可以传回去。
It was so much fun.
真的很好玩，真的。
You don't have to lift your voice. You just speak.
你呢声量不需要大就是自然的声音讲话就听得见了
There's no obstacle to prevent the hearing of the word
而且中间就没有任何的拦阻所以你可以很清晰的听见神的声音
There's no honking horns
也没有喇叭声
And there's no loud music
也没有很大声的音乐
There's no microphone
也没有麦克风
There is nothing there
什么都没有
Which means
那个意思是
that there is that anything that is that does not have true substance.
凡是没有真正的这种好像生命的那种重要植树的东西
substance of God.
神的这种植树，神的本质的东西
If something does not have God's substance, it cannot be sustained in the wilderness.
如果没有神的本质的那些东西就无法在旷野生存。
The only thing that is there is what you bring with you into the wilderness.
所以在旷野唯一存在的就是你跟你所带进旷野的。
Whatever a traveler might bring with them, he brings with him.
Whatever.
Whatever a traveler might want to be responsible and bring with him.
所以一个旅行的人凡是就是他认为应该要背带负的东西就是他所带的这些东西进入旷野
both,
他跟这些东西
both physically and metaphorically
就是 外在的这些东西以及象征意义上的东西。
You bring your water, it's gonna, you will drink it, it will be gone.
比方说，你若带水进入旷野，你一定会把那个水喝掉的。
You bring your food, you will eat it, it will be gone.
那你把食物带进去，也会把那些食物给吃掉的。
And once it's gone, how do you get more?
那一旦吃光了，喝光了以后，那么你怎么得到更多呢？
You brought that sustenance with you from Egypt.
所以你把这些东西呢，从埃及地跟着你一起带进旷野。
And you are to remain in the wilderness long enough to be cleansed from Egypt.
但是你要在旷野停留够久的时间，好叫埃及的这些东西呢，能够在旷野里面被洁净掉。
After our marriage, we stayed 40 days in the wilderness. It was so sweet.
在我们结婚之后，我们花40天的时间住在旷野，很甘甜的时间。
I don't think we ever saw such beautiful displays of God's glory in the heavens.
我想我们从来没有见过神在天空中所呈现那么柔美的荣耀。
And we both experienced God cleansing us of our past life.
而且在旷野里面，我们两个也同时经验到神将我们的过去在这旷野的时间、旷野的地点炼净了。
All the training of Egypt that you've learned to enable you to live.
所有在埃及你所接受到的训练这些训练是要叫你能够生存下去的。所有的这些训练。
If you hope to live and build the kingdom of God, you cannot remain with that training of Egypt.
如果你想要也盼望建造神的国度在地上，你不能够使用在埃及所接受到的这些训练。
And therefore, God will bring you into the wilderness to cleanse you of what you learned in the training of Egypt.
因此，神就会把你带进旷野，好把你在埃及所学习到的这一切东西炼掉。
The wilderness, the winds and sands of the wilderness cleanses you clean.
在旷野里面的风跟沙能够把你彻底的洁净。
It is scary.
是很叫人害怕的。
And it is liberating.
但是同时也很叫人得到释放，得到自由的。
And therefore it is most beautiful.
也因此这是最美的。
And that's why Jewish people love the wilderness.
这是为什么犹太人热爱旷野。
You go there and you find Israelis all the time going to the wilderness.
你到了以色列，你就会发现以色列人常常进旷野。
My neighbor, our neighbor,
我们的邻居。
You see her leaving the apartment building. We asked her, "Where are you going?"
我们看她呢，从她的公寓出来，就问她说：“你上哪去啊？”
She says, "I'm going to go to my I have a meeting with my psychologist."
她说：“我要跟我的这个心理医师见面。”
He said, "Oh, that's nice. We'll see you later."
我说：“哦，那不错啊，待会儿见。”
And where does she go? She walks off into the wilderness.
但是呢，她走哪里去呢？她就走进旷野里去了。
She just goes.
她就这样进去了。
Because there is a training that is necessary here in this landscape.
因为在旷野里面有一个相当必要的训练。
And for God to bring us there is an expression of His love.
而神把我们带入旷野，事实上是他爱的表达。
And you learn to love it because you hear the voice in the Word of God clearly as you couldn't hear before.
你也学习喜爱旷野的经历，因为在旷野里，你可以很清晰的听见神的声音，就像你以前从未听过一样。
So that's what we find happening here in Exodus chapter 3.
这也是在出埃及记第三章所发生的背景。
Only it's lost in translation.
但是呢，在翻译的过程当中，它的意涵没有办法表达出来。
In verse 1 we find Moshe was a shepherd of sheep.
在第一节里面，我们发现摩西是一个牧羊人。
And it says that he led the flock beyond the wilderness.
这里讲到说，一日他领羊群往野外去。
So I need your help. What does your Chinese or Taiwanese say?
Towards the outskirts of the field.
Oh. Towards the outskirts of the field. Well, there is, in the English translations, there are various different options they choose.
在英文的翻译里面呢，他们有不同的选项做这个翻译。
Kind of, some say something similar to what you would say.
有些翻译呢，跟我们中文的贴近。
Other translations say, either beyond or before to the backside.
那有些翻译就是翻成说在后山啊，或者是说在这旷野之后啦。
Well, it's very difficult to translate because the word is somewhat, it's hard to understand.
那这个真的很难翻译，因为这个字有点难懂。
If it is translated beyond the wilderness, well, beyond this wilderness only lies another wilderness. There's seven different wildernesses.
如果用英文介系词 beyond, 就是在什么之后的话，那么你从图面上看，这个在旷野之后还是旷野啊。
So what does it mean? Where are you going?
所以呢，这到底是什么意思？你要往哪里去呢？
Well, in order to understand this word, we are helped by another passage of scripture.
为了要了解这一个字啊，我们要来看另外一段经文。
For the sake of time, don't turn there, but in Exodus chapter 33.
因为时间的缘故不用翻，但是在出埃及记33章。
We find that Moses is now a shepherd of Israel.
我们发现摩西现在已经成为以色列人的牧者了。
And he sets up a tent where he would go to meet with God, and God would come to him and speak to him.
然后他设立了一个会幕，他会进会幕里去，在那边与神讲话。
And if the text is around verse 8, it says that the people would stand up at the entrance of their tent and watch Moses.
好，那在大概第八节的地方呢，有记载着说，那以色列百姓呢，就会在站在他们帐篷的门口，然后远远的看着摩西。
It uses this very same word, watching after Moses' back.
那用的字眼也是一样，就是说他们看着摩西的背。
So Moses is walking to a certain direction, and he is guiding the people by walking there.
好，那摩西呢，有往一个特定的方向走。那百姓就看着他的背，通过摩西的行走，他引导百姓要前进的方向。
And that's how a shepherd leads his flock. The shepherd walks, the flock watches back and follow him.
那牧羊人也是这样带领羊群的，牧羊人走在前头，羊群看着牧羊人的背，然后跟随着牧羊人。
So that word is achar.And that is the word that's used here in our passage in Exodus chapter 3.
那个字叫 Ahar.
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 Ahare means after, you're back. It's okay.
It's okay. I'm sorry. 这个意思呢，就是看一个人的背。
And so,
那这也是在第三节这里用到的同一个字。
And so it's a very interesting verse.
因此是一个很有趣的一节。
We're told that Moshe is a shepherd of sheep.
因此这里我们知道摩西是一个牧羊人。
And Moshe himself is being led by the wilderness.
那摩西他自己呢是被旷野所引导。
If you can imagine, the sheep are following Moses and Moses is following the wilderness.
所以各位想象一下，羊群跟随着摩西，摩西跟随旷野。
But again, what does that mean? How does the wilderness guide you?
好，再一次，那这又是什么意思啊？那旷野怎么引导你啊？
Well, it is training.
这个是训练。
To be led by is be trained by.
被引导的意思就是被训练。
If you live in a busy, busy city,
如果你活在一个忙碌的城市里。
After leaving the wilderness, my wife and I, we went to Hong Kong.
在旷野住了40天之后，我妻子跟我呢就到香港去。
All you hear is cars, cars, cars and food, food, food.
那在那里呢，你听见的就是汽车声，汽车声，然后吃吃吃，食物食物食物。
The commotion of all the noise and the busyness, the fastness, everybody's running everywhere.
然后吵杂的声音，人群的拥挤，快速的行进。
If you are living in that lifestyle,
如果你是活在这样的生活方式里，
and then you put yourself or God puts you in the stillness of this landscape.
然后呢，神把你或你自己呢，到了这样的一个旷野之境，
you start to be affected by the calmness and the silence that surrounds you.
你会开始被周遭的那种安静、宁静、平静、安稳而影响。
Everything slows down.
在旷野里，每样东西都很慢条斯理的。
From a busy, busy, fast, fast pace that has filled your whole being.
从忙碌跟快速满了你的全人全生命。
A calmness starts to enter your innermost being.
现在 那个平静安稳开始进入到你的内里深处。
And in that calmness, you start to see and notice what was around you all the time, but you never really recognized.
也是在那个平静安稳当中，你的眼睛才开始看到以前你视而不见的东西。
It's like living in a city all your life.
就如同你一辈子活在城市里。
And never recognizing how beautiful it might be.
但是从来没有认出说这城市有多么的美丽。
It's like living with your family your whole life.
就像你一辈子跟你的家人同居。
And never recognizing how beautiful the family members truly are.
但也从来没有认出你的家人是何等的美。
Why? Because they're always there.
为什么？因为他们总是在那里。
You see them all the time.
你常常看见他们。
And they're yelling at you, they're complaining, they're annoying you.
而且他们常常呢就向着你吼叫啊，然后跟你抱怨啊，然后很讨厌啊。
You lose sight of how beautiful they are.
所以你已经看不见他们有多美了。
Well, the training of the wilderness slows everything down.
但是在旷野里面的训练会使一切都慢下来。
In the silence.
而在静默中。
One of the first things you notice is the wind.
你第一个察觉的是风。
When everything is quiet.
一切都很静寂。
You notice the wind is blowing.
所以你注意到风在吹。
And you know the Hebrew, both the Hebrew and the Greek word for the spirit.
希伯来文跟希腊文的这个灵这个字
is quite picturesque.
是很有很就是很。生动活泼有画面的
and that they both can mean breath and wind
而且这个字同时有气息跟风的意义
sure you there's wind in the city
当然在城里也有风
but you might not hear it
但是你可能听不见风声
because of all the cars
因为车子的缘故
well here in the wilderness you find the wind and it's quite strong oftentimes
但是在旷野里面呢你就可以感受到这个风的力量有时候很强的
But now you hear it.
但是现在你可以听见
And just as you are hearing the wind blowing
就如同你听见风在吹
So also now you start to hear the Spirit of God speaking
同时你也可以开始听见神的灵在说话
And you start to recognize your own thought
然后你开始意识到自己的思维
And your thoughts are all you might hear in terms of words
那当时候可能所谓的话语就是你自己内里的思绪。
And if you are there long enough, depending on who you are, your thoughts might drive you crazy.
那有时候呢，如果你待在旷野够久，要看你的生命光景是谁了哈，可能你里面那个声音会让你俩公。
Have you ever tried running away from your own thoughts?
各位有没有过经验，就是说好像？就是你脑子里面充满了一大堆思绪，然后你想要躲避、逃离你自己的思绪。
Have you ever tried running away from the messages that go on in your head about how you see yourself?
有没有过经历，就是从你里面啊，就是散发出一些信息，一直在告诉你说啊，你是谁，你是谁，你是怎样怎样，然后你不想听，你想要逃离。
Well, if you can't stand what's going on in your head, it's very easy to turn on the TV and just enjoy somebody else's story. Somebody else's life.
如果呢你受不了你自己内里的思绪，那么很容易解决的一个方式就是打开电视，然后不要理会自己里面的思绪，去听别人的故事。
Well, here in the wilderness, you can't do that anymore.
但是在旷野里面，你就没有办法这样做了。
There's nothing you can hide behind anymore.
在旷野里面你没有地方可以躲藏
There's no TV or computer you can turn on
没有电视没有电脑给你用
There's no wonderful cafe where you can buy that wonderful coffee
也没有好的咖啡屋让你可以享受好咖啡
There is nothing there to hide behind
所以在旷野里面没有东西让你可以躲藏
Can you start to see how this can have a training effect?
所以你可以明白这样的环境如何可以在你的生命当中给予训练吗
Because you're forced to follow what it gives you.
因为你现在被迫要跟随着旷野所提供给你的。
You hear what's going on in your head and you can't escape it.
现在你清楚地听见你自己内里的思绪而且无处躲藏。
God forces you to pay attention.
神现在强迫你要注意聆听你内里的声音。
And in doing so, he starts to teach you to recognize the voices.
然后这样做呢，他就开始在教导你怎么样去认出里面不同的声音。
Some voices are the voice of Egypt that I've brought with me.
有些声音是我从埃及带来，跟我一起进入旷野的。
Other voices are the voices of Satan speaking in the first person, my voice.
有些声音是撒旦以第一人称以我的身份在对我说话。
And other voices are the spirit, the wind blowing around me, the spirit of God, his voice.
还有一些声音是灵，是风的声音，是神的灵的声音。
And the purpose of God is to help to train us to recognize between Satan's voice and the spirit of God.
而神的目的就是要训练我们能够分辨撒旦的声音跟神的声音。
And when we start to learn God's voice, He begins to educate us about our own voice that He gave to us.
当我们开始能够认出神的声音的时候，他也开始教育我们认出他所给予我们的声音。
Therefore, He will lead us to the Midbar to reveal to us our own unique voice that He gave to us.
因此，在旷野里面，他就要向我们显明他给我们每一个个人那独特的声音。
How necessary that is.
这是何等的必要啊。
In Israeli schools, in Jewish Israeli schools,
在犹太人的这个学校里面，
Every year we'll have a field trip.
每一年呢，我们都会去郊游。
And depending on our age, the field trip gets longer and longer.
那以年纪而定，这个郊游的时间越来越长。
Till eventually you're camping out in the wilderness for days on end.
那最后呢，你可能就是会在旷野啊搭帐篷好几天。
And I remember doing that growing up as a kid.
我记得在我成长的过程里面也这样做过。
And I remember loving it.
而且我很享受。
And it's there where you're given the opportunity to learn.
因为在那个时候我们有学习的机会。
But the learning is not any mathematics. There's nothing in the book that we're learning in the wilderness.
可是在旷野里面所学的功课是书本上学不到的。
There's no math.
没有数学课。
There's nothing.
啊，什么都没有。
There's just what the wilderness itself has to offer to us.
就只有旷野跟旷野本身可以提供给我们的。
Where we learn to recognize our own unique voices.
所以在那里我们学会分辨自己那个独特的声音。
And so this is not just an ancient place. It is a modern place that the Jewish people learn today.
因此这个旷野不仅是在古时候啊，古代。是犹太人学习的地方，就是到今日还是犹太人学习的地方。
And、again, part of that learning is to learn to start going slower.
那这个学习的其中一部分呢，就是要放慢步调。
So back to Moses.
好，回到摩西。
He is leading the flock.
他现在呢带领着羊群。
While being led by the wilderness.
旷野在带领着他。
The wilderness is teaching him, is training him.
所以旷野呢在教导摩西，训练摩西。
So as he's being led to the wilderness, where does verse 1 say that he is led to?
好，那第一节啊，他说旷野在引领着他，那到底要把他带到哪里去呢？
Ve'avo el har ha'elohim, and he came to the mountain of God, Horozah.
就到了神的山，就是何烈山。
The purpose, the training of the wilderness is effective to bring one to the mountain of God.
所以旷野的训练，它很有果效的把一个人带到神的山。
Where to come, how God brings us to himself.
神是怎么把我们带到他自己面前的呢？
Now the amazing thing is that, well, how would you recognize you've come to the mountain of God?
奇妙的一点是，你怎么认出说你已经上到了神的山呢？
I'd like you to try counting the signs that you see in this picture.
Signs?
Signs, you know, road signs, you know. Are there any road signs or name of building or name of city? Where's Mountain of God's sign?
现在各位看一下，在这旷野里面有没有什么路标、地标、建筑物的标志？哪里有标出神的山？
Do you see?
有没有看到？
Behold, none of God, right here.
你们说看啊，这个神的山就在这儿。
How do you know?
你怎么知道的呢？
Well, that is how the wilderness trains you.
所以在旷野里面，这就是你所要得到的训练。
To see what you wouldn't see with your bare eyes.
就是能够看见你的肉眼看不见的东西。
And to know what you can never learn in a book.
然后去学习你书本上学不到的功课。
And unless you're led by the wilderness, you will never come to the mountain of God.
所以，除非你跟随着旷野，否则你就无法上神的山。
And here is one of, and here is the, the next paradox.
好，接下来我们要看到一个似是而非矛盾的地方。
What is the mountain of God called?
那神的山叫什么呢？
As we find in verse 1, it's called Horva.
啊，就是何烈山。
Horva, literally means desolate.
Desolate?
Desolate, or waste.
何烈的意思就是荒芜。
Why? Because there's nothing there. It's just somewhat dusty, right?
为什么是荒芜呢？因为你看嘛，什么都没有。
Well, that's the literal meaning of Horva.
所以何烈的意思就是荒芜。
However,
然而
the Hebrew word has more meaning.
希伯来文有更多的意义。
Cherev also means sword.
何烈也有剑的意思。
And Ha often refers to the name of God.
然后合了啊，然后列通常有就是指称神的名。
Therefore,
因此
put the word back together and it can mean the sword of the Lord.
把这些字组合起来就有神的剑这样的意思。
Well, where is the first place we see the sword of the Lord in the scriptures?
好，我们来看看经文里面第一次出现神的剑的在哪里。
The next verse tells us what Moses sees.
在第二节里面有看有告诉我们摩西看到了什么
Verse 2 Vayram el Achadonai elav and an angel of the Lord appears to him
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现
so, When is the first or last time you see an angel of the Lord with the sword of the Lord
好现在考试一下问各位上一次你看到神的使者手中带着神的剑
Any guesses?
火焰的剑在哪里啊？哪一处经文啊？
At Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章结尾的部分。
A cherub with a flaming sword guarding the way to the tree of life.
基路伯带着火箭保守着往通往生命树的道路。
If you follow your natural eyes, all you see is desolation.
所以如果你依靠你自然的眼目你四目望去都是荒芜的
But if you follow the training of the wilderness what do you see?
但是如果你跟随着旷野的训练你能够看见什么
You know you've come, been led to a place called the mountain of God
你会知道你被带领到一个山叫何烈山
And it is the garden of delight
而这个就是喜悦园所在之地
Come on, don't be so foolish. What garden do you see there?
啊，你说，哎，神什么？在那个旷野哪里有什么花园呐？
Well, there's your paradox.
好，所以我刚才说矛盾的地方又出现了。
If you're not being led by the pillar of cloud and fire, you will not come to the garden of delight in the wilderness.
如果呢，你不跟随着云柱跟火柱，你就无法进入到这个旷野里面的喜悦园。
But if you follow, if you are truly following God as your shepherd,
但是如果你真的跟随神，他是你的牧者。
Then the paradox, the pillar of cloud will lead you to the wilderness.
那么这个似是而非的矛盾，这个云柱就会带领你进入旷野。
And through its training, it will bring you to the mountain of God, the garden of delight.
然后通过这旷野的训练他会把你带到神的山也是那喜悦园的所在
For it is called a sword of the Lord and there you see the angel of God in the flaming bush
因为在这一个山山的名字就是神的剑而神的使者在荆棘里火焰中显现
And there is your next paradox
好这个看下一个矛盾的地方。
The bush burns. We've all perhaps seen that before. The bush is burning.
好，这个荆棘在焚烧。
You'd expect to see that before.
各位，我想以前看过的。3:30.
What? And if you were to be in the wilderness like Moses, as long as Moses.
如果呢你像摩西一样在旷野里，而且呢也待了哈很长的一段时间。
You actually have seen this before.
事实上这个光景是见过的。
These bushes actually scatter the landscape of the wilderness.
像这样的荆棘呢遍满在旷野中。
And the way in which they receive themselves is by, well, through fire.
The what?
The way in which they reproduce themselves is through fire.
好，那这个荆棘呢，怎么样再繁殖下去？就是通过火。
The heat of the sun will beam down on the earth on the ground, reflect back up, and eventually burst the bush into flames.
太阳的光就打在这个地上，反照上来，就会使这些荆棘着火。
So a shepherd would see this actually quite a bit.
因此身为一个牧羊人会常常看到这样的光景。
I've never seen it, but I'm not a shepherd.
我自己没见过，因为我不是牧羊人。
And apparently it takes a few minutes to burn up.
那这个呢，荆棘若着火以后，大概几分钟就烧尽了。
So Moses sees something he's seen before.
因此摩西在这里所看见的光景，事实上是以前就见过的事。
It's like walking down the road and you see that coffee shop. Oh, I saw it before. You see this church. I saw that before.
就如同你走在路上，你说啊，那间咖啡店以前见过啊，这个教会以前见过。
Nothing normal, right?
这个很正常的吗？
Well, the wilderness teaches you to start going slow and walk calmly in stillness.
但是旷野呢会教导你开始放慢你的脚步，然后行走在安静跟安稳当中。
So that you notice what you wouldn't have noticed before.
所以你会注意到，会观察到以前你没有注意到的事。
For Moses sees the bush and it's burning. No big deal.
所以让摩西看到一个烧着的荆棘，这不是什么大事，大不了的事。
But now he sees the bush burning and it is not consumed.
可是一个燃烧的荆棘却没有烧尽。
Now of course that is the next paradox.
好，这里就来另外一个矛盾的地方了。
How can a bush burn and not be consumed?
荆棘怎么可能燃烧却不烧毁呢？
But what is important to note here is that he notices it, he sees it.
但是重要的是，摩西他注意到了，他看见了。
Let me try to put it in other words.
我换句话说。
Let's say you just painted the walls of your house.
比方说你刚给你的房子上漆。
And let's say you sat there and you watched the paint dry.
然后你就坐在那里呢，看油漆干。
How long are you going to sit there and watch it dry?
那你要坐在那里坐多久看油漆干呢？
And then notice that it's not drying.
然后而且注意到说哦还没干。
Who would watch the paint dry on the wall? What a silly thing to do.
谁会坐在那边看你家的油漆干？
No, you paint the wall, you lock the door, and you go do something other important thing.
你上了油漆把门关起来，你就去做其他更重要的事了嘛？
No, to see the bush burning and not consume is to wash the paint dry.
所以呢，看这个燃烧的荆棘，而且要看到说，哎，这荆棘一直烧，怎么都没烧毁啊？就好像是在看你们家的油漆上了漆以后干了。
The point is,
所以重点在于
there is where the angel of the Lord is to be seen.
神的使者就在这时候显现。
Look again verse 2.
我们再看第二节。
And an angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in a bush burning not consumed.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中，这个荆棘没有被烧毁，向摩西显现。
An angel...
一个使者
is a messenger who bears a message.
使者呢就是带来信息的人。
An angel of the Lord is an angel who has a message from God.
所以神的天使就是从神那边带来信息的使者。
The message is for me.
这个信息是给我的。
If I knew that this mailman is coming from God, I would really want to open that mail.
如果我知道这个邮差是从神来的，那么我一定想要打开这封邮件。
But the point of this story is this.
但是这个故事的重点在于
the busyness of life.
我们生命中的忙碌
the fast-paced nature of life.
生命中那种快步骤快节奏的本质
makes all these burning bushes so common.
让这些燃烧的荆棘成为稀松平常的事
that the angel of the Lord might be standing right in front of you and you might not recognize him.
所以呢，神的使者被差遣来到你面前了，可是你还没认出来。
And if you keep your children,
如果呢，你让你的儿女
so busy，
也是这么忙
，and you train them to never see God's messenger，
你在对他们做的训练就是训练他们永远看不见上帝的使者。
And therefore, you always prevent them from receiving the message of their for their life。
因此，你也会拦阻他们去领受从神那边。关于他们的信息
Moses in this and the rest of his chapters can be given the rest of his life by God. Sorry, let me say that again. In the rest of the chapter, Moses is going to speak to God for the first time as far as we know.
好，那这一章的下半段我们就会看见摩西开始第一次跟神对话。
God is going to meet him for the first time in scripture and tell him the rest of his life.
神要跟摩西第一次见面说话，而且把他往后的一生的事告诉他。
If he doesn't see the bush burning and not consumed,
但是他如果没有看见那个焚而不毁的荆棘，
then he will not see the messenger of the Lord.
他就看不见神的使者。
And therefore he will not receive the message from the Lord.
那么他也无法从神那边领受到任何的信息。
And therefore he will die as a shepherd in the wilderness and Israel remains in the bondage of Satan.
那么他一生就是以牧羊人的身份而终、哦、死在旷野，而以色列继续存留在撒旦的捆锁中。
Now yesterday there was a comment, a very heartfelt comment.
昨天呢有一个很让我感动的这个话。
Of how many of us perhaps might be older in this room.
就是说在我们当中或许很多都是比较年长的。
And missed many precious years that perhaps could have been enjoyed more.
已经错过了人生很多的黄金时候，让我们能够更多的享受生命。
How old is Moses in this passage?
但是我要问各位，摩西在这段经文里面几岁啊？
Is he 13?
13吗？
Is he 23?
23吗？
He's 80 years old.
他已经80岁了。
80 years old.
80岁。
And his life is just about to begin.
但是他的真正的人生才刚要开始。
Only now he's going to be living the life that God has created him for.
只有这时候他才要开始活神创造他要活的生命。
We can, it's good to grieve over days gone by that were not lived to the fullest.
所以对昔日那些无法完全活出来的生命啊，哀叹，这个是可以的。
But faith in God gives us the hope to live life. Tomorrow is unknown.
但是我们对神的信心可以给予我们盼望，因为明日要发生什么事，我们还不知道。
If you are able to see the angel, receive the message.
如果你能够看见神的使者，领受到他的信息，
then you can take hold of your life and live it, no matter what age you may be.
那么你就可以紧紧抓住神所给予的那个生命，真实的活出来，不管你现在几岁。
There is a condition, though.
但是有一个条件哦。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Moses sees the angel within the flaming bush.
摩西看见这个荆棘里火焰中的使者。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Moses says, I must turn aside and see this great sight.
摩西说，我要过去看这大异象。
What is Moses turning aside from?
那摩西是从哪里要转过去呢？
Let me suggest he's turning from his, aside from his whole life up until this point.
这里的我要过去哈，在它原文里面有一个转哈，从一个方向转到另外一个方向。所以在这里，我想摩西是从他过去的生命到这一刻为止的这个生命转过去，转另外一个方向。
Trust me, it's quite pleasant living in the wilderness. It can be quite nice, actually.
相信我，在旷野的生活其实还不错。
That is, if you get used to it.
那你习惯了以后就不错了。
You can even become comfortable. You have a nice wife, you have a few children, you have all these sheep.
甚至呢，在旷野里面的生活还蛮安逸的，有个太太，然后养几个孩子，然后还有一些羊群。
You can get comfortable with less than what you would dream for.
所以呢，可能这就虽然你的梦想没有那么多的完成，不过日子还不错。
But now he sees a great sight and he turns aside from his whole life.
那现在摩西看到了这个大异象，然后从他的过去的生命呢，转到另一个方向。
But if you would hope to receive the message,
但是如果你希望能够收到这个信息，
then you must allow yourself to see the paradox.
那么你一定要容许自己的眼目能够在这样的矛盾当中得以看见。
Bush burning, not consumed.
再焚烧，可是却没有烧毁。
A pillar of cloud.
云柱。
Can you follow it?
这样的东西，这样子矛盾的东西，你可以跟随吗？
Can you see it and follow it?
你能看得见并且跟随吗？
Leave the best real estate into what would be a sure death?
把那个最好的房地产留在那个必定要死亡的地方吧。
You have a great job, living a very comfortable life.
你有一份很好的工作，生活很安逸。
Can you see the paradox and can you follow it?
你看得见这个中的矛盾，而且去跟从吗？
It is the glory of God.
是神的荣耀。
And it is leading you into living the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven.
要带领你活出在地如在天的生活。
Torah education has this purpose.
妥拉的教育具备这样的目的。
To help you see your bondage.
能够看见你自己生命中的捆锁。
No matter how comfortable you might think you are.
不论你认为你自己目前的生活有多么的安逸。
To train you to start to go slower and see that which you hadn't recognized up until now.
要训练你放慢脚步，然后去看见你到目前没有注意到的东西。
You take appreciation in what has always been in front of your face, but you never took the time to see.
你能够好好的去享受常常在你眼目前出现的，可是过去没有时间好好的去注意它，去欣赏它。
And no matter how many times they say you are a crazy fool,
那也不管有多少次人们说你真是疯啊，你这个笨人。
Torah education is to enable you to see the paradox and follow it.
妥拉教育能够让你有能力在这样似乎矛盾的东西里面能够清楚地看见并且跟从。
And if you don't,
如果你不这样的话，
it's okay, there's no judgment.
也没关系，没有审判的。
But nothing will change.
不过呢，你的生命就回到老样子。
And God's people remain in bondage.
那神的百姓继续留在捆锁的光景里。
So the choice remains yours.
因此，决定还是在于你。
And it is a very scary thing to walk into the wilderness when summer is just around the corner.
那当
And I've never been there before.
夏天快要来到。然后要进入旷野，这有时候真的是很让人害怕的。那我自己从来没有在这个时候进到旷野去。
See the paradox.
要能够看见矛盾处。
I have friends who will refuse to believe in the miraculous.
我有朋友呢，他们拒绝相信神迹。
Sure, they say they believe in God.
是的，他们说他们相信神。
But what you call miraculous or even demonic is just.Well, you can explain it in science or whatever.
啊，但是他们说啊，你所谓的神迹啊，或者说什么邪灵啊，这个都可以用科学来解释啊。
Have a little logical thought, for heaven's sake. It's not real.
拜托拜托，要用点你的逻辑思考，这不是真的。
You have to be able to see the paradox.
但是你我的训练就是要能够在这样的矛盾当中看见。
To see the pillar of cloud and fire, to see the burning bush and not consume.
能够来看见云柱、火柱以及焚而不毁的荆棘。
To see it is the first step. To turn aside from your life is the second step.
所以第一步是要能看见，第二步要从自己过去的生命转向。
To follow is the third.
然后第三步是跟随。
After God sees,
在
verse 4,
第四节
Please read verse 4. Okay. After God sees that Moses turned aside,
好，在神看见摩西转过去要看的时候
Then, from within the bush, the Lord calls out, Moshe, Moshe.
就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。
First, you have to turn aside, and then God will call to you.
首先你要转过去，然后神就要呼叫你。
And Moses' response is, Hineni.
那摩西的回应就是 Hineni, 我在这里。
Have you ever had a voice just speaking to you out of a burning bush?
你有过就是从燃烧的荆棘里面有声音对你说话的经验吗？
It's like having a wonderful meal and the place starts speaking to you.
就好像你在享受你的餐点，然后那个盘子突然对你说话了。
Moshe says, Here I am.
而摩西说，我在这里。
God, he does not yet know what God is going to say.
这时候他还不知道神要对他说什么。
God is just about to tell him to leave everything you know in life, everything that you've built in life until now.
神即将要告诉他的说，抛下一切，抛下你过去所建造的一切。
Go back to the people who has a ransom on your head.
然后呢，回去那一群，就是有悬赏要你人头奖金的那一群百姓那里。
And set free 3 million slaves from a very prosperous life.
然后呢，从一个好像很富裕的生活形态当中来释放300万的奴隶。
And bring them into the wilderness.
把他们带进旷野。
Just to find God.
就光为了要找到神。
Moses doesn't know any of that yet. He's about to find out.
这时候呢，摩西还不知道这一些，但是他即将要知道了。
Before he knows what God is going to say,
但是在他知道神要对他说什么之前，
he says, Hineni.
他先说 Hineni, 我在这里。
If you say, Here I am to God after you know the mission, you haven't said, Here I am.
如果呢，在你知道神要告诉你要对你说的这些信息这些话之后呢，你说我在这里，那你不是真的跟神说我在这里。
Torah education is to enable a person to have faith.
所以妥拉教育是要使一个人有能力在里头有信心
and courage
跟勇气
that when God calls my name,
所以当神呼叫我的名字
No matter from where the source
不管是从哪个源头来的
Before I know the mission, I say, Here I am
在我知道我的任务使命之前我就会回应说我在这里
Hineni is a beautiful word
Hineni 是一个很美的字
And everywhere in the text, in the Torah where a man says, or woman says to God, Hineni
所以在圣经里面不管任何时候有男的女的跟神回应说我在这里
It is before they know what God is about to say
都是在他们还不知道神要对他们说什么之前
Like Abraham
像亚伯拉罕
God says Abraham, Abraham
神说亚伯兰啊亚伯兰
Before Abraham hears what he is about to say He says Here I am God, I will do whatever you tell me
在亚伯兰知道神要叫他做什么之前他就说我在这里神啊你说什么我就做什么
好 take your son go over there and offer him up in flames to me
好你带着你的儿子到那边去然后把他烧了献给我
your one and only son whom you love so very much that is born to you after you're 120, 150 years old
你所唯一的你的独生子你相当热爱的而且是你老到不行才生的这个儿子
oh that's what you want me to do?
oh 这是你要我做的呀
oops I said here I am a little too soon
oops 我说我在这里说的太快了
But it was a test to see love.
但是这是一个爱的考验。
Now we think that in loving our children or in loving our families or our, those whom we're discipling.
我们认为爱我们的儿女我们的家人或我们所在门训的这些人
that we are giving them life.
我们就给予他们生命
by forcing them to be immersed in the systems of Egypt.
借着强迫他们浸透在埃及的体系里
But actually they are drowning in the Nile River
但事实上他们是要在尼罗河里面溺毙了
To be offered unto God is true love
但是将他们献给神 这才是真实的爱。
First, the true love of God, and then the true love of your family.
首先是对神真实的爱，接下来这也是对你的家人真实的爱。
To survive is not to live.
存活或光是生存，这不是真正在活。
And the Torah is asking us, can you turn aside from your life of surviving?
所以妥拉在问我们，你可以从这种挣扎着要生存的生命光景转过来吗？
And have the faith and the courage to offer your children, your families, your work, your whole life up unto God.
然后有这样的信心跟勇气，把你的儿女、你的家人、你的工作、你生命中的一切都献上给神吗？
And the trust in God's love enough to say, "Here I am," before you even know what He will say.
然后对神的爱有足够的信任，所以甚至在他告诉你要做什么之前，因着这信任，你就可以跟他说：“神啊，我在这里。”Amen.
If not, then we do not discover God's name.
如果没有的话，我们还没有找到他的名字。
But if we do, then God reveals to us His name.
但是如果我们有，那么神就将他的名字向我们显明。
And now in this passage, God's going to give him the whole rest of his life, all in one time.
那在这一章的底下呢，神就要把摩西一生的一些概要呢，就一次跟他讲。
Which is the first encounter between him and God.
这是摩西第一次跟神的会遇。
God gives him the whole rest of his life.
但是神就把他一生要做的事告诉他了。
And in addition, down to verse 11.
然后到第十一节。
Can you read verse 11 and 12?
Okay, 我来读十一跟十二节。摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？神说，我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。
How do we find the strength to stand up against such giants?
我们去哪里找到这样的力量，能够抵挡极大的巨人呢？
Well, to rest assured that God Himself provides everything we need.
当然，神他会供应我们一切所需要的。
Anything we need to accomplish the task that is given by God.
要完成任务跟使命所需用的一切都是神所给予的。
He has already provided for us.
他已经供应给我们了。
He says to Moses, "What is in your hand?"
他就对摩西说，你手中拿着的是什么？
I have a staff. I've been carrying it for 40 years.
哦，有一根杖，而且我40年来都带着的杖。
What is in your hand, Moses?
摩西啊，你手中有什么？
Whatever we need to accomplish the task that is given by God, God has and will continue to provide for.
所以为了完成任务跟使命所需要的一切，神已经供应了，而且会继续供应。
And now verse 13 and 14.
好，现在我们再来看13跟14节。摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来，他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说，我是自有拥有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。
So now we find this is the first passage where God reveals His name.
这一段经文呢，是神首次显明他的名的地方。
And you'd expect an actual name that you could pronounce in one syllable, one word.
你或许会期待，神讲他的名呢，是一个你一次就可以讲得清楚的名。
I am Bob, or I am Fred, or.
比如说，我是巴伯，我是弗莱德。
No.God's name is not like that of a man.
不，神的名字呢，跟我们人的这些名字不一样。
God's name is a sentence.
神的名字是一个句子。
I will be that which I will be.
我要成为什么，我就是什么。
Oh, hello, I will be that which I will be. Nice to meet you.
Oh, hello, 我要成为什么就是什么的，很高兴认识你。
No, the point is, the name of God is not to be pronounced as a normal name.
不，重点是神的名呢不能够像普通的名字一般说出来。
In my joke, I don't mean to be disrespectful, of course.
当然了，我不是对神的名字不敬。
But there are many, many believers across the world.
但是在全世界有很多的信徒。
Who actually fight with one another.
他们的彼此相争。
Saying, you must pronounce God's name just like this.
说你这个神的名字呢你一定要念得很正确。
Or you must pronounce his name just like that.
好，这样念或那样念。
And I will teach you, I will tell you.
然后我来教你怎么念。
And it must be my way.
而且呢，一定要照我的方式念。
Is that what we find here when God introduces himself to Moshe?
那当神把他自己介绍给摩西的时候是这样的吗？
No, to Moses, God says, I will be that which I will be.
不，神对摩西说我将要成为什么，我就是什么。
What does that mean?
啊，这是什么意思啊？
You don't know.
你不知道。
That's the point.
重点就是这个。
Is God like a man that you can just discover him in 5 minutes?
啊，神跟人一样，五分钟就把他看得彻底了吗？
To think that you could discover a man in 5 minutes.
啊，就算五分钟也没有办法完全了解一个人啊。
To think that when two people get married, from the time of their meeting to their engagement to their marriage, they know each other completely.
想说，哎，两个结婚的人从相遇、订婚、结婚，然后就可以完全认识彼此了吗
？No, there's going to, Lord willing, be another 100 years of life together.
啊，不，如果神怜悯的话，或许我们要活着100年来彼此相知。
Where we will discover all that which is hidden inside.
才能够发现所有神隐藏在我们内里生命的。
And yet we say together when we get married, Hineni, here I am.
然而当我们结婚的时候呢我们也对彼此说 Hineni, 我在这里
I don't know you completely yet but I am dedicating the rest of my life to discovering you
我还没有完全认识你但是我现在要献上我自己的生命用往后的时间来认识你
And that is what God is saying to us, to Israel
所以这也是神在这里对我们对以色列所说的话
My name is for you to know only in relationship
我的名字只有在你跟我建立关系的时候你就会知道
I will be that which I will be and you will not define me
我将要是什么我就是什么但是你没有办法限制我或界定我
You can't write a book titled This is who God is and finish that book and put it on a shelf
你不能够写一本书说神就是这个样子然后你把这本书读完就丢在书架上
Sorry, let me correct myself. I meant to say this is what God is. That's what I meant to say.
对不起这本书的名字呢叫做神就是这样
God is eternal.
神是永生的永恒的
And we are just beginning to discover who he is.
所以呢对于神我们好像才刚刚又认识他
See, my name is Yoel Ben Ovadia.
我的名字叫 Yoel Ben Ovadia.
And it means, the Lord is God, I am the servant of the Lord.
我的名字的意思是主是神而我是神的仆人。
Now that is something that I can comprehend and I can know something about my life.
那这个名字的意涵我可以了解那因着这名字我也得认知我的生命要做什么。
And my wife's name, her name means many blossoms.
那我妻子的名字呢是花群就是众多的花
and I can hear that and I can start to see something very profound about her life
那从她的名字里面我就可以看见她生命当中很深入的一些真理
but God's name is I will be what I will be
但神的名字是我将是什么我就是什么
which means if you want to know me
这个意思是如果你想要认识我
you have to live with me in relationship.
那么你就要跟我 一起建立关系，然后与我同住。
And thus God said that the sign to you will that you will bring the whole nation to worship me on this mountain.
那神对摩西说，所给予你的证据就是你要带领这所有的人在这山上来敬拜我。
Moses will bring the whole nation to the same place through the same process of following the paradox.
那这一群人也要走过同样的过程跟经历，跟随这种矛盾的记号。
And then they must see God.
而且他们必须要看见神。
They must hear His voice.
必须要听见他的声音。
And they must say yes to the covenant of marriage that He is offering to them at Mount Sinai.
而且对神在西乃山所给予他们的这个婚约关系说。是的，我愿意。
And then he starts to give his word by which he is revealed.
然后他就开始把他的话语显明给他们。
God is only to be known within that word, and that word is given in covenant.
所以神只有在他跟他的百姓立约的这些话语当中才能够被认识。
It is within the covenant.
是在这样的约里
that we can begin to know who are you, O wonderful and living God.
我们才可以开始来认识这一位又奇妙又真又活的神
Eternal Master of the Universe.
他是这整个宇宙永恒的造物主
You have entered into intimate face-to-face relationship with us.
你呢就跟他进入一个永恒的面对面的关系。
And therefore, it is only within that relationship can we start to know who he will be.
因此，也只有在这样的关系当中，我们才能够渐渐去发现说，哎呀，神是会是怎样的一个神
？Who he is?
他到底是谁
？Just as I am only now discovering the treasures of who my wife is.
就如同现在我也才刚刚开始在发现我的妻子是何等宝贵是何等的宝藏
And I will enjoy that discovery for the rest of my life
那我往后的一生也要来享受这样的宝藏
That journey never comes to an end
而且这样的旅程是永远不结束的
I can never come to the finish point of discovering who this human being is
这种发现跟探索这个人是谁这样的旅程是不会结束的
And so also at the same time I will continually be discovering who I am
而同时在这个过程这个旅程当中我也会不断的去发现我是谁
For because we're made in the image and likeness of God
因为我们是照神的形象跟样式所造
The scripture says he has placed eternity in the minds and hearts of man
所以经文说神把永生放在人的心里
To see the bush burning and not be consumed
看到荆棘焚而不毁
And to receive the name of God
然后来领受神的名
Is to come to a point where you say I don't know who I am and I'm going to discover it in your faith, O Lord
就是就等同于说我还不知道我是谁但是主啊因着跟你的关系我要开始这一条探索的旅程来寻求你的面
For it is where God's name dwells that he then speaks and blesses his people
因为神的名在哪里他就在那里对人们对我们说话而且赐福给我们
To discover God's name is to discover that we will forever be discovering who he is
所以要发现神的名就是知道我们将这将是一辈子的功课永永远远的不断的在发现探索的过程当中
And that in a covenant of marriage with the living God
而且是在一个婚约的关系当中这个婚约是与这位又真又活的神所立的
Therefore the Torah teaches us
因此妥拉教导我们
What is true blessing that is worth pursuing
真正值得我们追求的祝福是什么呢
The eternal discovery of the living God
就是能够永远的来发现这一位又真又活的神
That is true blessing
这个才是真祝福
And according to Yeshua
按照耶稣的话
As he prayed in John chapter 17
如同他在约翰福音17章所祷告的
Eternal life is to know the living God.
永生就是认识这位活的神。
And in his face we discover our eternal nature as well.
而且在神的面光当中，我们也能够知道我们永恒的生命是什么。
When we discover that treasure, which is ourselves, created in his image,
当我们发现了那宝藏，也就是我们这按照他的形象跟样式所造的生命。
No eye has seen, no ear has heard the wonders and riches of that discovery.
眼所未曾见，耳所未曾听，这发现啊，这了解是何等的丰盛，何等的宝贵。
And that turns life into a magnificent adventure, even at the age of 80.
那么这就会使我们的人生成为一条奇妙无比的旅程。就算你是八十岁也是如此。
Like Moses.
就像摩西一样。